Welcome to Basic Gospel. We are here daily at this time to bring the basic gospel into your life. It's relevant, personal, and essential. Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. Our purpose each day is to provide scriptural answers to your personal issues and Bible questions. This is where the basic gospel intersects with your daily life. Hear it, believe it, live it. So now it's time for you to call 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada. 1-800-677-9377. Call now. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we're going to go directly to our phone lines in just a few seconds, but before we do, a programming note about tomorrow's broadcast. Our special guest is John Lynch. John is the author, co-author of True Faced, The Cure, and his latest book, On My Worst Day. And we're going to talk to John about his worst day. If you have a worst day, maybe you can join in and on the conversation. But John is just a charismatic communicator. He's passionate, enthusiastic. You will really be blessed. So I encourage you to mark tomorrow as a special date. Make sure you tune in to Basic Gospel on your radio or join us on at basicgospel.net.
Yes.
Well, let's start the program today in Lynbrook, New York, with Bob listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Bob. Bob, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, Bob, you're on the air. Thank you for calling back.
Thank you for calling back. Yeah. I was just saying, you know, I had this incident. You know, I had a lot of incidents with the supernatural and stuff like that. And I know that, you know, I feel they're definitely coming from them. And I went to a hotel and stuff like that. Before I went to the hotel, I put on a radio station and said, Running with the Devil. And then I put the TV on in the hotel room, and it was programming, and it was going from 0 to 100, and then it switched over to a band and said, "The devil's on your shoulder," and, you know, it scared me. You know, it seems like he's always attacking me like that.
Well, Bob, there's all kinds of things that happen like that in life. We wonder, are they, you know, supernatural in origin? Are they just coincidences? But I think what I'm hearing from you is that, you know, you don't know what message is being delivered to you. You don't know if God's trying to get a hold of your life. But it sounds like that may be the case, that you're coming to a point, you realize that you have a need, that you're empty inside, and that it's time to turn to Christ and really receive him into your life. I kind of identified that.
Okay, and I got to say one more thing, because I don't want to hold up the program, is that, you know, I was doing lust all the time, right? You know, sex all my life and stuff. I was addicted to it and stuff like that. And it was taken away from me like four weeks without having it, and I never felt so good. And I came to God. I never felt such a feeling and stuff like that. And then all these sexual things were coming at me. I mean, women and stuff like never before. And they were like, it was like the devil was sending them at me and stuff like that. Who was behind that? The devil, to make me feel good and then take it all away. And then I read in Galatians that, you know, I turned to Galatians. I wasn't turning anything. I just opened the Bible and says in Galatians that you know God and that you went back to your old ways, that you would be in bondage again. And then 3 days later, I couldn't sleep. I was sleeping an hour a night.
Well, let me just ask you this, Bob. Do you know for sure that you've trusted in Jesus Christ for eternal life?
No, I don't. I mean, like I said, the last time I went to church, like 4 years ago. But
it's not
about doing the wrong thing.
Well, it's not about going to church. There's a lot of people that go to church that are still lost and still living to gratify the desires of the flesh. So it's not about going to church. It's about coming to a point and saying, Jesus, I need you. I'm empty. I'm dead. I need you to come inside of me and make me a different person. And that's what faith is all about. That's what this gospel message is all about. He died, Bob, to take away your sins. Those sins deserve punishment. And Jesus Christ took your punishment for you. And then he was buried and raised to life so that you could be made new. And that's the offer on the table, Bob. There's this offer God is giving you of life, to come to life. And I think all of these, you know, interesting things that have been going on in your life, are he's using you to bring you to this point of truly believing, kind of driving the stake that today I want to be made new in Christ. And if that's the desire of your heart, I would love to pray with you and just solidify that.
Yeah, because at this time, these thoughts, these supernatural things are consuming my brain and it's tormenting me.
Yeah, well, let's put an end to that and come to faith in Jesus. Now, in the book of Romans, Paul writes some just great things, but in chapter 10, he looks at salvation. He looks, Bob, at this very point that you are right now, and he asks some penetrating questions. He makes some very penetrating statements. He says, the word is near you, it is in your mouth, and it is in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming. And here's what he says, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So, Bob, let me ask you a question. Do you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead?
Yes, I do. And I believe that Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
So can you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord?
Yes, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Okay, then through that confession and through that belief in the heart, you're saved. Salvation is yours.
Yeah. Will all these supernatural things go away from me, or they could still come at me?
They can still come at you, but you have an anchor now. You have something solid to kind of base life on upon. You know, you don't have to worry and say, you know, if you have all of these temptations, you can say, you know, Satan, that's where I used to live. I've been saved by Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed, bought, purchased by the blood of Christ. I don't want to go back there. I want to move forward with Jesus. So I think this faith, expressing, confessing with your mouth, believing in your heart, that's what repentance is all about, turning away from that old stuff and latching on to Jesus. And that's what salvation is all about. And once you know that you're saved, you have something solid to stand on. And,
yeah, so I don't have to worry about these supernatural things no more, or whatever he tries to do to me, the devil.
Yeah, you don't have to. You just have to recognize the source. You know, if it's Satan throwing things at you, recognize the source. And if you know the source, you don't have to pay attention to it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, and I feel brand new.
Well, Bob, let me do this. Can I just pray for you?
Okay.
Right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our new brother, Bob. Thank you that you've been working in his life in some incredible ways, and you've brought him to this point of salvation, and that today he heard your voice, and he didn't harden his heart, but he opened his heart so that you could come and live inside of him. Thank you for making him alive. Thank you for putting belief in his heart that you truly raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you for putting the words of life on his lips, that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so I ask you right now, Lord, to give him a special sense of your presence, that through your Spirit that you will make known to him that he truly belongs to you. Give him the assurance that his sins have been totally forgiven, so that we can walk in confidence, knowing that you love him, that you care for him, and that you will always be there with him. So thank you for this special day. Thank you for making it one of those big God moments in another person's life. And we thank you for Bob. Thank you that we can call him a brother in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, Bob, here's what I want to do. Okay, my friend? my new brother in Christ. We have the same name. We have the same Lord. It's, you know, we're just connected. I'd like to send you some materials to help solidify in your heart and mind what took place today. And then I want to stay in touch with you, okay?
Okay.
You hang on, Bob. You hold on, all right?
All right.
That's basic gospel.
That's what it is.
That's why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as we talked about yesterday, we're all on a quest for something more. And sometimes we don't know where that path is going to lead. Sometimes it leads in just, you know, all kinds of crazy places. But somewhere along that path, the gospel intersects.
Yes.
Just jumps right in front of us and yells out, this is what you need. You need life in Jesus Christ. And that's what Bob found today, new life in Jesus Christ. And the work there that God did was to bring him to a point of believing in his heart that God had raised Jesus from the dead and put the very words of life on his lips. Jesus Christ is Lord. No way anybody can say that without the power of God's Spirit. And so we'll continue to pray for Bob. We'll send him some information, and we'll just long to see all the things that God is going to do in his life.
Yeah.
Well, let's go and talk to Mr. Bob Davis. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Man, I am so excited for our brother Bob. That, you know, that was the most incredible thing. You could hear the change in his voice. You know, I feel brand new. Isn't that something, guys? Isn't that something?
That is something.
I was just sitting here listening, and I'm just shouting and rejoicing with Bob. And, you know, what a privilege we have on the airwaves every day of our lives. And I couldn't be more privileged to be a part of this. And to hear that just was a thrill to my heart. I just wanted to call and say, guys, man, let's just all just keep on keeping on, because this is what it's all about.
Yes, indeed. Well, we hope you get to feeling better soon, and that you'll join us again here in studio. So
I'm hoping to be back tomorrow, my friend.
Good deal, Bob.
God bless the two of you and all the staff out there in the background. We'll see you tomorrow. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye, Bob. Bob.
Let's go to Louisville, Kentucky, and talk to Rentha, listening to us on WFIA. Hi, Rentha. Rentha, you're on the air. Well, let's put her on hold, and we'll go to John in Woodsboro, Texas, listening to us on KCTA. Hi, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, my friend?
Oh, a little tough time. My wife got killed in a fatal automobile accident two weeks ago.
Oh, my goodness.
And
what a tragic situation for you and your family.
Yes, but the reason I'm calling is because, and I've called before, questions about my grandson, because he and I discuss the Lord when we're together in the Holy Ghost. And my daughter warned me that he had a question for me when I got up to Houston this weekend to visit. And he wants to know why, when he prays and talks to God and talks to Nani, that she doesn't answer him back. And so I got to answer that question.
Well, John, that's a really, really good question. And
he's 10 years old.
Yeah. What I would tell him, there's nowhere in the Word of God that says that we can contact those who have gone before us.
Yeah.
There's nothing there that says that's even a remote possibility. There's a couple of obscure passages in the Old Testament where, you know, it seems like somebody comes back from the dead, but there's nothing that says that we can reach out to them and can connect with them. And what I would tell him is that his Nani is in the presence of Jesus Christ. I'm assuming she was saved and knew the Lord.
Well, she read her Bible faithfully every morning for an hour and a half, and she didn't have an enemy in this world. And she I know where she's at. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. So where she is not only in a place, we call that heaven, but she's with somebody. And who she's with is the Lord Jesus Christ. And she right now is so caught up in fellowshipping and enjoying the relationship of Jesus Christ. And I think you tell your grandson that she's just having the time of her life, and who we need to pray to is Jesus, and that one day we'll be reunited with her. And it may seem like a long time for us, but in light of eternity, it's just going to be the twinkling of an eye, so to speak, the snap of a finger. So I would just say, let's let her enjoy Jesus, and let's just talk to him specific. And if our hearts are hurting, let's tell Jesus, because he's the one that can help us. He's the one that can make us better. So let's just talk to him. And I think that will be the best thing for us. And I think you can say to him, John, I think you can say to him as well that, you know, you wish you could talk to her, that you want to do that as well. Because I know when my dad died, there were days I just said, Lord, I'd give anything if I could just have another conversation with him, if I could just talk to him. I mean, that's just so normal and so natural. So I just think, you know, you say, hey, that's just not a possibility now, but we do have somebody we can talk to, and his name is Jesus, and he loves us even more than Nani did. And I think that's how I would approach it.
Okay. All right, that's what I'll tell him then.
Yeah. Well, how's your heart?
I know she's in a better place.
Yeah.
Because she had quite a bit of pain from, you know, back injuries, and I know where she's at, and I know she's in a better place. And, you know, I don't blame the Lord for taking her anything, because I know whatever he does, it's his will, and that's the conditions we came to this earth on, and we have to accept him as being a Christian.
Well, John, you keep trusting the Lord, clinging to him. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. Just take them as they come. If you feel bad one day, you're just missing her just so much, just go with that. Don't try to pretend. Don't try to be something that you're not. And I think that's a part of the grieving process that you need to go through. I think so many men in your situation try to be strong, try to put up a solid front that you're doing okay, when you know deep down in your heart you're not. So just be transparent. Go through this grieving process, and I think you will find a deeper sense of comfort and compassion from the Lord that way than in any other way.
Yeah, we were married 48 years.
Wow. That's a long time, my friend.
Yeah. A long time, and, you know, and then just suddenly in the snap of a finger, you know, and I even knew when the accident happened. I was out in the yard, and I heard the ambulances go by, and I just looked at my phone, and I saw what time it was, and I said, she ought to be coming home from work about now. And I just got in my truck and followed the ambulances out in the country, and sure enough, it was her in her car, and
Oh my goodness. It was just
instantaneous. She had a concrete covered head on and went across the road, and nobody else was involved. And it was just instant. I got there right after the jaws of life fried the car apart. So.
Wow.
But it was just tough.
Well, I understand to some degree, and my heart goes out to you. And, John, if you ever need to talk, you feel free to pick up the phone and call us, okay?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, I sure will.
Yeah, Just keep resting on truth. Just allow the Lord to love you really good during this time, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for your call. And let me put you on hold and make sure that we have your number, and maybe we can connect, as you journey through this.
I'd appreciate that.
You hold on, John. Thanks for your call,
okay,
my friend. You know, somebody gets saved on a program, then somebody calls and talks about, you know, their wife being killed instantly. And, you know, the gospel matters in both.
Absolutely. It's the only thing that matters.
Yeah, so here's somebody that knows the gospel and is clinging to it, you know, just with every ounce of strength that he can to experience some peace and with the loss of his wife. He knows where she is. in the hands of the Lord, but it's still tough. It's tough to say goodbye. So, John, our prayers are with you, my friend. 1-800-677-9377 is the number. 1-800-677-9377 is the number if you would like to call. We have a couple open lines right now. Would love to hear from you. In the meantime, let's go to El Paso and talk with Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed listening to your program. And I just heard the call from John, and I've gone through some of the same pain in my life. And I just wanted to add that one way when I've talked to children that have lost parents or aunts or brothers or sisters, especially when they're young, if there's somebody around who's pregnant, and I look and I say, you see that lady's pregnant, you know that there's a baby there. And that very much, if that baby wanted to talk to you, they're in a different place. They're not able to. But you love that baby, and you're aware that that baby's coming. That's how it is on earth, in this life. It's like we're in a womb, and real life will come when we're with Jesus. And that's where the one who has passed on before is now. And like that baby in the womb, we are fully loved, but the communication, we're not in the same place.
Do kids seem to kind of understand that? Does that make it clear for them in your experience?
Yes. Yeah. I've dealt with a number of kids and counseling them that way. Yeah. And it brings great peace because, you know, hold it, if grandma or aunt so-and-so is having such a good time, why don't they want to tell me about it? Was a question that I had to field one time. And as I talked about birth and baby, because this child was old enough, had younger siblings that they had, their mom had been pregnant, and now they understood that. Very interesting talking about the spiritual and spiritual side of what birth, new life in Christ can mean to a child.
Yeah. Well, Elizabeth, thanks for calling in. That's meaningful information because, you know, probably all of us at some point are going to be faced with some of those questions. That's just life, isn't it? And we certainly need help in knowing what to say, because that's an awkward moment. You know, I don't really know how to answer. And so, Elizabeth, thanks for sharing your experiences on today's program.
Yeah, and children ask with such open hearts, and to be able to speak words of life and hope into their hearts is very important at times of pain.
Yeah, and they know when you're just making something up or when you're really giving them a solid answer. So I think your illustration there, your example, is just so meaningful. So thanks again for being a part of today's program and sharing your experiences with us. That's what the body of Christ does. So thanks for doing that, Elizabeth. Thank
you. Yes, sir. I'll be praying for Bob and John and both of you. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You do as well. Well, boy, this time flies.
And, it does.
We certainly are so excited about Bob and his new life in Jesus Christ. And, you know, we hope that he will continue to tune in and that we can be a part of that journey of his and the Lord. But thank you all who support this broadcast. You're a part of stories like this. This is what you make possible. And it's why we're on the air, and that's why we encourage others to join with us as well. People need the Lord. People need to know that Jesus Christ loves them. People need to know that their sins have been forgiven. People need to know that there's new life available through faith in Him. That's what people need to know. They may not know that, but that's what the real need is. So thank you for partnering with us. If you haven't, would you do so today? Would you pick up the phone and call 1-800-727-2828 and tell Billy that you would like to make a contribution to Basic Gospel? Or visit us online at basicgospel.net. Just click the support link and follow all the information there. We want to say thank you to those who join the Basic Gospel financial team. We have a wonderful resource, Profiles and Characters. We'll send it to you. Is our way of saying thank you. Well, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time.